Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. We praise you, Father, for this opportunity to get together with my brothers and sisters and discuss you, Lord. And we praise you and we thank you for being with us tonight and leading us and guiding us, Lord, into all the things that you want us to talk about tonight. Father God, I want to pray against the deep state from doing all the things that they're doing to hurt and get rid of people. And I thank you, Father, for taking their money away, giving it to the poor, and also exposing them for who and what they're doing in Jesus' name. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for everybody that we pray for tonight for healing gets it. And we praise you for that, Father, because we believe. We're bold believers. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Be with us, guide us, Lord. And we praise you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. We love you too, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that we can always call you to come in and sit and talk with us, Lord, Lord Jesus. And we praise you for that. And I thank you for all the angels that you put around us, us and the president also, President Trump, to keep him from harm, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your shield of protection around him, his family, and his cabinet, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, if there's any bullets flying, they're not going to hit any of them. They're going to go right back where they came from, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. Has anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, Andrew.
Father God, I thank you for my son. I thank you he talks to other people that he knows. Juan, his girlfriend's brother, he had some discussions with him. And I pray, Father, that you'd open Juan's eyes to the gospel, to hear it, to believe it. He's in a good place to actually hear it. So, Father God, I pray that he would, that you would save him. And he would get some instruction from you, Father, also on how to even relay the gospel to other people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for good, true sons. Lord, I thank you that I got good grandsons, good daughters. Amen. Okay, anybody else? Okay, how many of you saw that that murder up in New York of that CEO of United Healthcare? That was strange, man. A guy walked right out and shot him in the back as he came out, as he went down the deal there. They find out that a lot of people are mad at him. Seems as though that he's fixing to go to the Justice Department, and they had subpoenaed him to talk about insider trading in that corporation. From them, from himself and others. And that's not all. There's a lot of stuff going on around the internet about the way that United Healthcare treated their patients, treated their people. And it was just, if that's anywhere near true, it's atrocious what they've done. So, I don't know. Looked like a hit job to me. They had a silencer on his gun also. And he was very methodical. He knew what he was doing, it looked like. Anyway, Lord, we just ask and we pray that you expose whatever's going on with the evil people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Oh, my. Anybody else? Yep. Expose it everywhere, Lord. Expose all the corruption everywhere. Down to the city level. Yep, from the top all the way down. And we thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Hey, Cheryl, Barbara, Joe.
Joe, save us. All right, Brodus.
Morning, everybody.
Howdy.
Where are you at?
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah. You look
I'm
like you're
la
in
la
the ocean.
Land. I'm in la la land.
Your wallpaper there.
Yeah. That's my new wallpaper David put up for me. I think he's trying to keep me awake all the time, Barbara. Okay, yeah, Pat, go ahead, brother.
Looks like you made it over the rainbow, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just watched something on that hit of that. I think it's kind of obvious to me that there's something else obviously behind the scenes motivating that or a story behind it. But it was kind of interesting that they have pictures of this guy's face and he was smiling through the process. So they're saying that he was very good with a gun. He knew how to operate because the gun evidently jammed and he was able to unjam it again and complete the operation, so to speak. But some of the stuff that he did was, oh yes. It would prove that he was not a professional, hitman, but he was, probably was watching video games or whatever, watching the movies. That wasn't what I was going to, what was kind of on my mind, just in our prayer time here was, the deep state definitely is not going to, they're not going to roll over. And I mean, some of the stuff that, Biden's doing and giving away money, as much money as he can get, unfortunately not to, the Americans that are, suffering in North Carolina, et cetera, but he's giving it away overseas. So there's got to be something obviously behind that picture, but also, it's just obvious that they're not going to give up, even though they've lost. They're not going to give up. They're still, in the process of fighting and resisting and doing whatever, they're covering all the bases. It just dawned on me, it's obvious that they're trying to insulate, themselves from any kind of, penalties or anything like that coming against them. And the thing that I want to pray about is this Brunson case. Because it just seems to me, the logistics of this thing just seems to me like all of the things that are being put in place now with the pardons and, proposed pardons and everything, the only way to really, in my mind, to neutralize that or eliminate that is disqualify the whole election and the whole government, that took place. Whether that's going to happen, I'm praying that it is going to happen. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have this whole thing in your hands. You have the plan down. If Brunson case needs to come to the forefront, Lord, I just pray that you would strengthen the mindset and the heart and the spirit of the Supreme Court justices in order to bring this thing about. I thank you, Lord, that you have this in your perfect timing, and that it is not lost. It's not put away. It's simmering on the back burner, so to speak. And just pray that you would, in your timing, bring it out in the proper time and neutralize this system and give President Trump a break to rebuild and restructure this thing. Lord, we also thank you that you are bringing about in this time and in this pressure, Lord, preparations for revival, and we thank you for that. We just pray that you would bless us with the awareness, the filling of the Holy Spirit, the truth and the understanding of your word to present, just the life of Jesus flowing out of us. And we just thank you for that, Lord. You have made all the preparations, and we just yield ourselves to you, yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit to fill us and to bring us into this place of unity with you in the Holy Spirit. We thank you for that in your word as well. And thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for exposing all the corruption as well, to change the minds of all of these people that have been deceived and are just plumb ignorant to what's really happening. And they go along with all of the heartthrob stuff instead of reality. And we praise you, Father, for opening up their minds, eyes, to see what these people have done to this country. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. It's not going to take long either. I think it's about 10 hours a day for 10 days. Or 24 hours a day, I guess. All right. Anyone else? I'm going to put a plug in for a book that David, that we've got from David, and it's this book right here. Uh-oh. Well, let me show it. I got the virtual background. I'm going to have to get out all of that. Well, I don't know how to do it. It's Escape the Falling Away. Escape the Falling Away. We started that Wednesday, yesterday, and it's actually a real good book for anybody that wants to be able to explain to your family or friends that are in apostate religion. It's really a good book for that type of discussion with them, because you can bring out scriptures like we shared the other night. It was, what was it, 1 John 4, 2? Yeah, I believe it was. That somebody help me here. I don't know what I did with my, oh, here. which says, in the big book here, somewhere, oh, that's not that one, it's not that one. That's the one we had last week. It's the one where if we, gosh, is it Matthew?
Michael? Michael, yeah. Is about testing the spirits?
No, that's 1 John 4:2. No, that's not the one I was thinking about. If you'll give me just a second here, y'all go ahead and talk. I had it written down here somewhere. Smothered French onion chicken. No, that ain't it. It's the one where it says, let me think here. Thank you, Lord. I got the mind of Christ. Where it says, if you love the Lord, you'll do the things that He wanted you to do. He did. And where is that? Is that in Matthew? I'll find it.
Isn't it the Book of Acts?
I don't think so. Maybe, but I don't think so.
Are you talking about greater works than these shall you do?
No.
He that saith he abideth in him ought also to walk as he walked.
That's it.
1 John 2:6.
I was in the wrong chapter. 1 John 2:6. I should have gone to Escape Fallen Whale. I think it's in there right on the first few pages. There. Yeah, that verse right there, 1 John 2:6. What would happen if you showed that to let's say one of your friends that's going to one of those churches that are teaching once saved, always saved. And you said, are you doing this? Are you looking like, well, no, you ain't nobody can do that. That's what they're going to say. What it says right here, you're supposed to do it. Those kind of answers to them may open some minds up. I don't know. I'm sure it would. There's a lot of them in there, as y'all know. There's a lot of them. That's the one that hit me the other day. I came across. In fact, we talked about it the other night.
Another good verse that would go with that is Ephesians 4:1.
Okay.
To walk worthily of the walk whereunto you were called. Something like that anyway. To walk worthily of the walk whereunto you were called.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of walking verses, you know. You have to be an imitator of God the Father and walk in, as beloved children and walk in love. And then there's the walk you have to have in, I think it's 2 John or 3 John, where you have to walk in the truth.
Yeah.
And there's the walk in the light, the verse we all like in 1 John 1:7, walking in the light as He is in the light. I like that one because it shows the light and the life in the same verse.
Also, John 15, the Gospel of John 15, chapter 15. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will; it shall be done unto you. But it goes on, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Then on up into 1 John 2 also. I know, in 4, verse 4, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. The parable of the sower is another good one. Are you 30, 60, and 100-fold fruit? Are you doing the fruit of Jesus? How many of you know what most of the outside churches believe as far as holiness and dying to the flesh, I can tell you what little bit I know about them that they told me, and that is this, is that, well, you'll get, as you're rising up in the rapture, pre-tribulation rapture, you're going to be zapped and anointed, and all the sin's going to leave you, and by the time you get up to heaven, everything's going to be, cool. That's what I'm telling you. That's where a lot of them believe. Yeah, Andrew.
Maybe if they change that word for resurrection, then maybe can think about their baptism and what kind of newness of life they're supposed to come into. And that started even before their baptism and in their baptism. So, they got a word rapture. I know rapture is probably not even written in the Bible anywhere, but resurrection is. Hopefully this rapture of what is about to come to pass in the correction and making the one church what God is going to do in the future will be the rapture that they actually go through. You know, that would be a nice rapture for, people used to say that word rapture when something exciting happened. They have a different kind of definition for it now.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, let me see if she is. Amen. Hey, Jilly, you want to play that song? Okay. Let me give you the deal.
Yeah, if you give me share abilities.
Yeah. Okay, you got it.
Behold, I freely give.
I believe I like that one better than I do any of them. That's a good song. I like that. That's cool. That's too cool for school, dude. All right. Well, Debbie's here. There she is, finally. Praise God. She's not late. Everybody else is too early. Amen. All right, I want to read a post that she put up today here locally, and it'll bless you, I believe. Let me see here. Get it up here. Know who you are in me, 12:5-24. This is a word from the Lord. My children, my people, called by my name, you are who I say you are, my children. I say you are overcomers. You have overcome much by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. And you are clean by my word in you. Now you must continue to press on. There is yet much more to overcome, but it's not hard. And don't make it hard. My grace covers you. Remain in me by my word. Satan is at war. Stay alert. Yes, this is war. Satan sees your victory and he don't like it. You are my victorious one. Stay alert, knowing who you are in me. So many others of my chosen are in the same battle. This battle against light and darkness. This you must remember minute by minute. The slightest deviation from the things of my spirit is a crossover into darkness. This is why I tell you to stay alert. This is war until the end. And though you overcome in me, some tend to think it is time to relax. It's not time to relax or to shrink back. You must continue to occupy. I have said occupy till I come. Now search your hearts, my children. Search your heart that I have made clean by my word. Remember how I have set you free from this world. Glory to God. Remember if the Son has set you free, then you are free indeed. The chains have been broken. It's not this world you're fighting. I have overcome the world. It's your adversary, the devil. He wants to tempt you with the things of this world that you have already been indeed set free from, because he knows that I have overcome him. Now you must overcome him. I have paved the way for you. Just follow in my steps and say no to those fleshly weapons, those darts of temptation and distractions of now and distractions of the past. You're not in the past anymore. The past is not who you are. I have told you. I know who you are. You are my overcomers. I have seen you run a good race. I have seen you fight a good fight. Now it's time to cross the finish line. You have to give me all you've got. And as a warrior, you don't give the enemy anything. You give me all that you've got by keeping your eyes looking right on to that glorious finish line. My children, it is in sight. Stay alert. I tell you, stay alert and do not let the enemy blind you by fleshly cares and woes. I have called you. I have drawn you to myself. I have made you who you are in me as you have allowed me to do my work in you. As you have allowed me to unveil all my eternal truth to you. And as you have allowed me to open your eyes way back at the beginning to who I am, you have entered into me to abide in me by the truth of my word. And this is what you must not lose sight of. For the demons are there waiting for your foot to slip. And I tell you, I know who you are in me. And you know who I am in you. I am big in you. And you must not forget how big you are in me. You are the righteousness of my very life, which is in Christ Jesus, in you, the hope of glory. Now stand and stay strong. You must stay watchful, alert, against our adversary, the devil. He is not dead. Stay alert, stay alive, and mighty in me. I have already given you the end victory, the prize. It is you I have chosen to receive it. Claim it. Again, look right on. Do not look to the left or to the right. Straight ahead. Oh, my children, the armies of heaven are cheering you on with me. They are cheering you on and so many of your chosen brethren all over this world who know their place in me and who know the war that is to be won. It is a war already won. Remain solely in me, the light of your life. Be encouraged, my children. I look upon you and I see my glory. Stay strong by abiding in my word, knowing that the enemy is defeated. And let your praises go forth and let my glory shine. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. That's it. That's a wonderful word. That's the first time I've seen it, by the way, Deborah. I hadn't seen it yet until just now. Thank you, Lord. How many of you are going to grab a hold of that and take it to the end, to the victory? Glory to God, yes. Praise God forevermore. Thank you for your overcoming power, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody got any comments? Or anything. Yes, it was, but it was very encouraging. Very encouraging. I love to get those type of words from the Lord. Thank you, Father. It's a general encouragement for everybody. Know who you are, glory to God. Know who you are. Who is it lives in us? Jesus. And if Jesus lives in us, who could come against us? Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Yes, and confess it every day. That's what I try to do. I try to confess it every day. I've got my confession book right here, me. I know I love because he has shed abroad his love in my heart through the Holy Spirit, Romans 5:5. Glory be to God. And I know that his nature in me is love. His love ability has gained the mastery. For now I can love in whatever circumstances I am placed in. Glory be to God. That's what we ought to be confessing the word of God over yourself. How many of you are afraid of circumstances that come up? Don't raise your hand. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We might think that in the physical realm we're weak, but in the spiritual realm we got God behind us. When you got God behind us, you got the power of the universe behind you. Glory be to God. I like this one. Revelation 12:11. It says, and they overcame me by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Whoo, man. And then Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Glory to God. You see what we got working with us? All we got to do is keep the word in front of us. Just keep the word. I'm amazed that David taught me to just, when you're not reading the word, listen to it on your little phone thing. Listen to it. If God be for us, who can be against us? You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And fearlessly say, God is in me now, the master of creation is in me. Glory to God. And he's with us too. Somebody ought to be getting excited out there. I am. Glory to God. Watch it, Missy. I see you yawning over there. It just happened. That's natural, isn't it? All right. Anybody else got something they want to share? Yeah, Joe?
Can I just ask, you sent the mail last night. Maybe explain a little bit more about that fasting.
Well, fasting is when you give up eating.
Thank you for that reminder, Michael.
Okay. Well, just like David said in the letter, David and I had both agreed to fast, and then he came in this morning and said, "Well, the Lord told us we all need to fast," and so that's what happened. That's what became of it. And I'll be honest with you, Joe. I came in and I sent it to y'all a little late too. You know, it was really late, so. We started ours actually last night about 10 o'clock. But we're going to go 2 days. And then on our Saturday, Joe, our Saturday, which is well, 12 o'clock Friday night. Yeah.
Was it a complete fast, Michael, or is it just water or food?
David and I are doing a complete fast. Yeah, we're doing no food, no water to do anything. But that's, you know, whatever you can do, whatever the Lord leads you to do. But that's what he's got us doing. There are some here that are doing liquids, but I'm just not going to, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go. I'll tell you why. I tell you, one of the reasons that I like this fast is because this past week I fasted for a day, no food, no water, or anything for 24 hours, and the night after that, and ever since then, I've slept a lot better, and so, well, if I did one night, what's 2 nights going to do? 2 days going to do, you know? But we fasted last week because we were going out evangelizing and prayer walking. And I was doing it this week for that, but I couldn't do it on Saturday because we got pot blessing, and I ain't fasting on pot blessing day. Unless the Lord asks me to, you know. But pot blessing is special time, you know what I'm saying? I get caught back up on my fat. Go ahead, Joe.
No, I'm listening. That's fine.
Yeah. But the Lord told him that we all need to fast against double-mindedness. What were those other things? Anybody unbelief? Here? Yeah, unbelief.
Yeah. Self-pity, murmuring, complaining, and criticizing.
Yeah. Don't complain, don't criticize, just accept and go on and believe that God is going to get you through it.
Yeah, and remember the promises.
Yeah. I tell you something that I did the other night, and I'm glad I did it. I found a site that had all of the commands in the New Testament, and I made a little booklet out of it. And I like that booklet because what it does, you go down through there and you see if there's anything that you're not doing that you could go ahead and pick up and start doing. There's a lot of good stuff on it. Yeah, Megan. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Megan. I think that's Megan.
You hear me? Do you hear me?
I can now, yeah.
Okay. I carry on medication. I couldn't fast. So what should I do?
I'm sorry, I didn't. Run that by me. Go ahead, Judy. Run it by me one more time, Megan. I had my mind on something else. It wasn't you, it was me.
I'm on medication. I want to fast.
Okay.
And I couldn't, well, do without food because I get sick without taking it without it. I need prayer for my.
Okay. What is it you're taking medication for? We're part of that. We're going to pray that. And, you're going to be healed.
Anemic.
Anemic? Okay. Well, if you're anemic, you need to eat.
Yes, sir.
So let's just pray this. In the name of Jesus right now,
okay.
I command this spirit of infirmity off of Megan. You go right now and take all your little demons with you in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for healing Megan of this spirit of infirmity of I don't even know what you call it, anemia. Anyway, Father, we think that she's healed of it, and she
anemia?
Can do whatever.
Is it anemia?
She said she was anemic, and that means that she can't eat, or she has trouble eating. Is that right, Megan? No. What's somebody tell me?
I take iron. I take iron, but I couldn't take without food.
Okay. So it's an iron deficiency?
It's no iron in the blood.
Yes. No iron in the blood.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, in the name of Jesus right now. Father God, you heard Megan. And in the name of Jesus, I command her body to line up with the Word of God. I command everything that's needed for her to do, to be normal, right now, in the name of Jesus, that iron would be a in her body and doing what it's supposed to do. How does that come about? Somebody tell me.
It's iron poor blood. The iron level is low. I don't know what causes it. I don't know if it's genetic. I don't know if it's diet. I don't know.
Okay.
Megan, did they give you a reason?
Yes. I have thyroid, and my menstrual cycle is much heavier than normal.
Okay, so you have hypothyroid? You said your thyroid is. You have a hypothyroid?
Thyroid.
Okay. Did you say you have a hyperthyroid?
Thyroid.
Thyroid. Like, yes. Okay. So your menstrual cycle is heavier than it should be as well because you have thyroids. Not thyroid. Yes, in the thyroid. It's thyroids on your. Got it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Praise God. Well, Lord, it don't make any difference. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for healing Megan from every debilitating attack that the enemy has put upon her in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that her iron level is normal from this day forth in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that we command fear to go away from Megan. We command all anxiousness to go away from her, all anxiety to go away from her. And Father, we praise you and we thank you for healing Megan today, right now, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that she is healed, delivered, and set free from this spirit of infirmity. And I praise you and I thank you for it, Father. She is normal. Her body is normal. It does the normal functions that it's supposed to be without any kind of problem. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else want to pray? How many of you believe that what I prayed has already happened? Glory be to God. I see the cells working right now. Go ahead, Julie.
Father, thank you for giving Megan peace in her heart. And yes. She's not under law that she has to fast. I pray, Father, that you would guide her and lead her if she can give up maybe a meal or lessen her meals or whatever. Will you show her what she can and cannot fast with right now? And we just thank you, Lord, that you give her that faith to believe that what Michael's prayed and we are in agreement for, that she is completely healed of all fibroids in her uterus, and that she has normal menstrual cycles, not more of this heavy blood flow. And I thank you, Lord, for restoring everything as it should be in her body, and her iron levels are where they should be. And that she's not under the curse. None of us are. Mm-hmm. I thank you, Lord, for healing her by Jesus Christ. That you give her faith for that. And the next time she goes to have any kind of checkup or follow-up or whatever she needs to do as far as getting her medication and that kind of thing, Lord, that they're going to say, you don't need this medication anymore. Your blood levels are normal. And the fiber is no longer there. And it's no longer causing you issues or pain or discomfort or any other such thing. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for giving her complete rest. And she just rejoice and praise you, Lord. Praise and thank you, and give her that boldness and faith and everything she needs. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. It's done. Everybody believe that. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, your job now is to start praising and thanking God for that, Megan, that it's done. It's already done. Word of God said it. If the Word of God said it, it'll make any difference what you see, hear, feel. It's all done. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'm gonna keep on thanking God for your healing too, Megan. All right, anybody else? What's that going on in the chat there? Yeah, you can still fast. It's like Vanita said over there in the chat, Megan, from double-mindedness, unbelief, self-pity, murmuring, complaining, criticizing. Also could fast from screen time or distractions or something else like that. In other words, stay out the TV, the YouTube, and internet, except for praise music or whatever. Yeah, Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a testimony that, you know, that hopefully would help increase your faith. That in my younger years, after I had had my kids and, you know, they were older and in school, I developed, you know, what the woman had in the Bible, in the Gospels, where she was bleeding and couldn't stop. Well, I developed that, and it was about, it hung on for about 3 months. And then, but at the same time, you know, I was standing on the Word, and at that time, God was having me to read every day Romans 1-8 and to stand on that. So one day I decided I was just going to pray that over my body. And so I prayed it. And as I prayed it and loosed it, you know, the things in there that you can lose and pray for. And then I said, well, I need this. You know, I have what this word says. I commanded the infirmity to leave me, and it did instantly. And I had an instant healing. So God can and will do instant.
Yep.
So, but I did stand on the word. And at that time for me, it was Romans 1-8.
What was that verse, Teresa, that you stood on?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What was the verse you stood on, Romans?
At the time, God was having me read 8 chapters, Romans 1-8 every day. He said, you know, at that time in my life, he said, I want you to read Romans 1-8 every single day. Well, when that infirmity came on me, you know, I had already been doing that. And so then after it was hanging on and not leaving, I decided, okay, I'm just going to pray scriptures that you can stand on out of these chapters. And as I did that, and I verbally did it, and as I did that out loud, I said, well, I have this. And this infirmity doesn't have any right to me, and I command it to go in the name of Jesus. And it did, in an instant. And so I had my healing in an instant.
Praise God. Praise God. Go ahead, Julie. Thank you, Teresa.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button. I just wanted to read out loud what Cheryl posted in the chat because Megan's on her phone. She can't see what she posted, so I want to read it out loud. She wrote, Megan, she goes, the fibroids can't take any nutrients away from her body to grow. They will wither away, and she will have supernatural strength. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. It's done. I believe it. Instantaneously. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Joe.
I just want to make 2 confessions. Want to all agree with me. First one is... I am already healed. The Lord healed my feet. I'm completely healed. My second one is, I believe, Lord, for my, already give me a new tablet that I need. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And Joe, Joe is healed in Jesus' name. All right. Anyone else?
Thank you.
I'm going to read this progressive intimacy, and it's pretty good. It's kind of right where we were. New tablet. What does that mean? All right. My child, there are a multitude of ways that the enemy will try to come. Okay, I command this thing to be right on time, real time, as with everybody else, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. My child, there are a multitude of ways that the enemy will try to come to distract you, thwart your progress into me, and hinder my purposes that I am trying to work in you and through you. Do not allow his deception to pull you out of my presence. Do not let any type of fear or confusion cloud your judgment, but rest your soul in my presence. Let your spirit and your soul be at peace as you rest in my love. I grieve as your spirit grieves for the ones who will not grasp a hold of this truth. It is evident that spiritual pride keeps my children from receiving many of the truths that have been hidden in my word. Only a true hunger and a true longing for me and for my truth will open their eyes to see the truth of the mysteries of my spirit and my of my word. For it is truly the Holy Spirit who was from me, who was sent to guide and to lead my children into all truth. I gave them a supernatural language that would completely bypass their soul and their intellect and go directly to their spirit man to edify them and build them up upon their most holy faith. And so I sent them the Holy Spirit, knowing that they are only human and their finite minds cannot possibly know or comprehend what my perfect will is for them or how to pray for me, or I'm sorry, pray for my perfect will to come to pass in their lives. And so I gave them the Holy Spirit who knows what my perfect will is for them, to pray for them and reveal who my son Jesus is in them, to them and through them, the hope of glory. It is the Holy Spirit alone who could pray out those mysteries for them. But if my children never edify themselves and pray in the Spirit, then the Holy Spirit remains dormant in them, and I cannot work to reveal myself and my son to them. And so they remain on a level of the soul where they are dominated by their soul, their senses, their emotions, and their intellect. I never gave man his soul to try to understand the truth of my word or who I am in them. But I gave them the Holy Spirit who knows my perfect plan for their lives in order to pray for them. For it is truly that spirit praying and not their soul. And that's why their understanding is unfruitful. My servant Paul understands this truth, or understood this truth, and that is why he was able to know me in a greater capacity than even my servants who walk with me on the earth. He knew me in a greater way than they did because he allowed the Holy Spirit to reveal to him who I, Jesus, was through that supernatural language that I gave to him. This, in turn, allowed him to have a foundation of not only who I was in him and through him, but also revealed to him the truth of my word, which kept many of my children from the deception of going back under the law. What was that thorn in Paul's flesh? Does not my word say that it was the messenger of Satan sent to buffet him? Does my word not say that it was sent to buffet him because of the abundance of his revelations? Were not these revelations given to him by the Holy Spirit through the revelation gift of other tongues? How do you think my servant Paul was able to understand so much of the foundation that I gave to him, except that it was revealed to him through the edification that took place in his spirit from praying out those mysteries? My children have not understood this foundation, nor have they understood this truth. And because of their ignorance, they are left to try to understand the mysteries of my word and who I am in them to their own intellect. Without the truth of my spirit, they are left to wallow in deception as they are led astray by diverse doctrines and strange sayings that I never intended for them to receive. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. If he will not hear, then deception will truly come and lead him astray. For without true humility and a willingness to receive my truth, my children will fall to the deception of the enemy and be led astray in these final hours. So stay close to me, my children. Sit at my feet and worship me. And allow the Holy Spirit, your one true teacher, to pray out those mysteries for you, along with my perfect will and plan for your lives. Allow your teacher to edify you and build you up upon your most holy faith so that you can keep yourselves in my love, that I might bring you up into full maturity to walk in my true agape. Selah. If you can receive it, then receive it. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Received on Friday, January 30th, 2004. Glory be to God. Boy, that goes right along with what Deborah was talking about. The Lord showed her. Praise God. Lord, yes, Lord, place it in our hearts to not just listen to you, read you, just stay in you all the time, Lord, and to pray in the Spirit much, a lot. Pray in the Spirit a lot. I try my best to pray in the Spirit all the time, all the time. And I know some of y'all do too. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Let me ask this question. Is there anybody in here that does not pray in tongues? Hasn't gotten that language yet? Praise God. Everybody's baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's great. Awesome. Utilize it. That builds up your faith. John, somebody asked John Lake one time, said, what do you attribute to the power of your ministry? He said, pray in the tongues, long, hard, and fast like. And I believe it. Well, he might not have said fast, but I kind of added that in there. Long and loud, yep. Do it all the time. I do it when I'm in Walmart. I'm praying in the Spirit in Walmart. And I just say it out loud a lot of times. Not to get any attention on me or anything like that, but I do it because I want the enemy to know I'm in there. All right, anybody else? What y'all want to talk about tonight that we haven't already talked about? Glory to God. I kind of like talking about Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I remember that. Did you get one?
I already received it from the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. All right, that's good. Yeah, there's a lot of, I told you about that dream I had the other night. The anointing is already here, folks. Just receive it. It's already here. I'm telling you, I had a dream the other night that, man, I'm telling you, it was awesome. I can't remember one ever quite that anointed. And it was when I was, and it's not about me, it's about all of us here. And when I was out, I was walking around and I saw this one family. I was in their house. I don't even know why I was there. Yeah, I did, because I was going to heal them. The Lord was going to heal them. And they all had something wrong with their neck. The neck was rotten off. And I go to one, I put my hands on them, man, they just shake. The power of God would be all over them. They'd be healed. Another one, they'd heal. Another one is healed. Another one is healed. Another one is healed. Then I went outside, did the same thing, going down there and healing folks like that. That's the power that God's given every one of us. Every one of us. If you only believe. And I believe it. I believe it. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen more than once. And it's going to happen again. It's good. I believe he was telling me that now is the time to get out and free the oppressed. What was that I wrote somebody a while ago? I'm going to just say what I told them. Oh, yeah, Debbie might remember that. I said, remember, this is us, a team of bold, faith-filled believers out to bring Jesus to the lost and set them free, glory to God, locking in with the Holy Spirit to bring victory to the kingdom of God, hallelujah, Acts 10:38, how God anointed us with the Holy Spirit and with power, who go about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God is with me. Praise God. And that's something you ought to all grab a hold of and understand, that you are of the kingdom of God. You're an ambassador. You're here to represent the kingdom of God. We all, every one of us are. Glory to God. Whoo, thank you, Lord. Praise God. I get excited just talking about it. Whoo, thank you, Jesus. There's a bunch of us going out Sunday. We're going to go whoop the devil. We're going to go walk like Jesus Sunday. And tomorrow too. And the next day. And the next day. How many of you just take Jesus with you wherever you go? I go out that door. I say, come on, Jesus, let's go. And he always tells me, said, I'm waiting on you, Michael. Yeah. I said, let's go walking, Lord. When I go walking for 3 miles, I said, let's go walking. He said, come on, I'm already ahead of you. And I'll just talk to him. Just talk to him. I wish I did it more. Lord, place it in me to do that more. I took this chair this afternoon, put that thing right in front of mine, and said, Jesus, sit down here, let's talk. Please. I always say please. You got to say please. You can't just command Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And just imagine he's there and start talking. You see what I'm talking about. Y'all remember that story about that guy that the Lord Jesus asked if he'd be his friend, didn't you? Y'all remember that, don't you? Yeah. He wants us all to be his friend. All the time. And I guarantee you, if you do that, he'll bless your socks off. Maybe your shirt too. I don't know, I'm just saying. I'm talking to the men here. I'm getting me wrong. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He'll bless you. I just need to keep it at that. Yeah, there you go. Bless our souls. Thank you, Julie. Whew. Lord, I thank you for making overcomers during this fast, Lord. During this fast right now. In Jesus' name, when we're through with this fast, we're all going to be overcomers. We're going to be walking, talking Jesus's. And I thank you, Father, for doing that in each one of us. The power of the Holy Spirit will be evident in us. And we thank you, Father, for that bright and wonderful light of Jesus flowing out of us. In the name of Jesus. Everybody here, glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for all my brothers and sisters. Barbara, you're going to be a walking, talking beacon of light, girl. Praise be to God. Yeah, Julie.
Along those lines about being blessed, can I play a song?
Sure.
I think you like it.
I think I still left you open. Yep.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all day Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all day Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, hey, every day, every day. I'm blessed, yeah, oh, every day.
Is the name of that I'm Blessed, is that the name of it? Is that the name of that song, that I'm Blessed?
Every day I'm blessed.
Every day I'm blessed. All right, I'm going to look that. That's the first time I've heard that one. Yeah.
It's a good affirmation.
Yeah, it is.
Good affirmation. Every day I'm blessed. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. I'm blessed. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and all day Sunday. Glory to God. And Saturday, too. All right. Anybody else got something they'd like to share? I'll share a little something for you. Y'all want to hear something about binding and loosing? We have authority to bind and loose, according to Jesus. Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, what things soever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what things soever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We bind or we loose by agreeing with the word of God or disagreeing with the word of God. Either one of them. You can either agree with the word of God or disagree with the word of God by the way you speak. By the way you speak, you either bind or loose the devil. We loose the devil, this is David, in Real Good News. We loose the devil to take advantage of us and to plunder us if we don't agree with the word of God. We disagree with the word of God if we add to or take away from the words of the Bible. A lot, too many people do that. In other words, if we don't confess him, then we don't speak the same as. If we don't speak the same as, he said that we're under the curse of this book. Oh, that's not good. Revelation 22:18, of course you know what this is. I testify unto every man that hears the word of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto them, God shall add unto him the plagues which are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the tree of life and out of the holy city, which are written in this book. And also our name will be taken out of that book of life. Ooh, that's not good. It behooves us to agree with God's word so that we can have these benefits. It behooves us to confess him boldly before men, even men who don't believe. That's right. The Lord Jesus wants a testimony in the earth, and he wants us, that's us, to confess him before men. He said he would confess us before the angels if we did that. How many of you want to be confessed in a positive way before the angels? Yeah, absolutely. And I say unto you, everyone who shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. And of course, then the angels administer the benefits because the word of God has been spoken. Many believe this only means that the angels listen to what God said. Well, you got it both ways, because Jesus said he would confess us before the holy angels if we confessed him before men. If we confess him before men, we are speaking the word of God before them, And so, either way, folks, the angels get the authority from us. From us. Verily I say unto you, what things soever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And what things soever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And if we don't agree with the word of God, we loose the devil and we bind God. It's just as when Jesus went to his own hometown, Matthew 13:58, and he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. You see, their unbelief had bound God's hand. How many of you want to bind God's hands? I don't think any of us do. In fact, I know we don't. We want to loose him. We want to loose him. And so why, how do we do that? Well, we do the word. We read the word and we do it, like James tells us. How would you act if you knew you were healed? How would you act if you knew you were delivered? I always like that statement from David because it puts you in a spot to say, well, I'd do this. I'd be doing this. I'd be doing housework. I'd be doing that. I'd be doing this. I'd be eating it, you know, whatever. Whatever it is, you'd be doing it because you have Christ in you. And you also have the Holy Spirit guiding you. And don't do anything under the law. Just do up what the word says. I like what David said. Read the word and do it. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Read the word and do it. If we read the word and we do it, we won't fail. I know we stumble here and there. Everybody has. If you hadn't, you're Jesus. But that's where we want to go. We want to be like Jesus. We want to do the things that Jesus wants us to do. We want to act like Jesus. We want to have the heart that Jesus had, the love that he had for his brothers and sisters and his mamas. So I just encourage everybody, man, pray in the Spirit, seek God, bind the devil. And you can speak to the angels. I got this angel. He stays right there most of the time. Ariel. What's up, dude? Anyway, it's just act like you're in the kingdom of God all the time. Thank you, Lord, for placing it in our hearts to want to set the oppressed free and to give us the words to say when the time comes to speak to somebody that you want us to speak to that would change their whole life. And not only that, Lord, we thank you for the power that you've given us through your Holy Spirit and the spirit of faith. Praise God. Gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of miracles, all the power gifts, all of them, all the gifts is available to them. You're walking, talking Jesus. We all are. We're all walking, talking Jesus. Well, all we have to do is just capture what God says about us. He's up there. I'm telling you, I've seen him during our fellowship. I've seen him up on the edge of his. Jesus sitting up on the edge of his chair like this, looking down at us. I've seen him like that many times. And he's rooting us on. Yeah, that's right. He's rooting us on. He's our biggest cheerleader. He really is. How many of you want to make Jesus happy? I do. I do. I ain't scared to tell you. I tell you, I want to make Jesus happy. A lot of times, sometimes I fail. You know, I get like we all have. You don't sit up there on your high horse, say you ain't got distracted before, but you have. Anyway, This is the time we focus. We focus in on Jesus. And I guarantee you'll be glad you did. He's going to bless your socks, slam off of them. You know what I'm talking about. I use that as something you can picture in your mind. I'm going to be blessed my socks off. Glory to God. Blessed on Monday, blessed on Tuesday, blessed on Wednesday, blessed on Thursday, blessed on Friday, blessed on Saturday and all day Sunday. Glory to God. That's the way I want to be. Yeah. And we're going to have a picnic Saturday, and Jesus is going to be there. A pot blessing. And hey, listen to this. Man, it's been cold all week here. I'm talking about, old boy Mark's, I ain't used to this kind of cold weather. It ain't normal. Anyway, it's been cold all week. Guess what it's going to be Saturday? Just for me. And anybody else that like, 58.
I was going to say 70, Michael.
Amen. I go for that. Glory to God. I like that. Pat, y'all got snow up there yet?
We had flurries today, but I didn't. When I left for work this morning, we didn't have anything, and when I came home, we didn't have anything. So
okay, praise God.
Still hanging on that.
Okay. How about y'all, Andrew? How many feet you got on the ground?
In town, it's not so bad, but my buddy Sean, he lives out of town, and he got almost about a foot of snow last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It just started this week. Yeah.
Oh, it did. Y'all had a late winter, huh?
Yeah, it was a bit late.
There's a lot of lake effect winter up around the Great Lakes now, especially in the States. You guys get hit harder in the northern states there than we do, because I guess the wind blows that way.
We were about -5 degrees Celsius,
Ooh, good gracious. I don't even know what that is, but it sounds terrible.
That's 23 for you guys.
23. Oh, well, we had 22 last night.
Oh.
Yeah. We rebuked it. No, you let it snow out there in California. You ain't going to snow here in Arkansas or Tennessee. Tennessee, up on top of this hill. Here's the reason I don't like snow here is because we live up on top of the hill. And when you go down that driveway with snow on it, you take your life in your hand. You got to have Jesus all the way, man, I'm telling you. Because this life's threatening. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like sometimes going down that thing, and I feel like I'm going to end up in that trailer house right down below us here. Oh, that'd be terrible. Yeah, Julie.
Michael, he hasn't failed you yet.
Nope, he hasn't. That time, that reminds me, Julie, that time that David and I went out. We've been snowed in. Yeah, we've been snowed in for so long. David said, let's go out. I said, okay, let's go. We took my truck. Well, we had to put one side, Andrew, you probably know about this, you had to put one wheel over in the dirt and one on the asphalt just to keep yourself from sliding all the way down, you know. And so we made it down, we made it out. And boy, we was just having a good time. Praise God, because down there on 411, it had already gotten the snow, most of it gone. But there's a time that you have to go back home. And we finally decided to go back home, and we made it over the first hill. We made it over the second hill. The way this thing works is we've got a road that comes in and goes around like this, and in that curve, you have to go up our street to go to our place. And that's a steep hill. and it's a long hill. And I said, I'm going to stop up here on the top of this other hill on Mason Road. You go down there and watch for traffic coming. He walked down there, and David did walk down there for traffic coming. And took off. No, he was in the truck with me. We had somebody else doing it. We took off, and then I got up a bunch of speed to try to make it up the hill going to our house. We made it almost to the top. Notice I said almost. And we stopped. It stopped. I held the brakes. And we kind of sat there a minute. It didn't do nothing. It didn't do anything. I said, I think I'm going to try it a little bit, see if I can't inch up on the ice and snow. Soon as I let off the brake, it didn't go this way. It started going this way. And remember, I came around a curve there. I came around a curve when I started up the hill. I came around a curve and started up the hill. And I was up here. There was a car parked on the right-hand side over there. And there was a car in the ditch with up on its back bumper standing straight up on the other side of the road. So we knew it was dangerous. But you know how old country boys are. They can make it, glory to God. And the truck started sliding back. He said, hit the brakes. I said, what are you talking about? Hit the brakes. I've locked on to them. It ain't doing nothing. I said, I need to pump them. So I started pumping them and it started fishtailing. I said, no, we don't need to do that either. We'll hit that car down there. And we were headed. I was looking in the rearview mirror and David was looking around all around us trying to keep, you know, where everything was. And he said, watch that car, watch that car. I said, what are you talking about the car? I ain't worried about the car. It's the cliff that I'm worried about, going over the cliff. Because there was about an 8 or 10 foot cliff that we had to go over if we'd have gone all the way over that thing. I said, I don't want to make that bump. Anyway, we made it past the car. And let me tell you, I don't know how we made it past the car. David said, we're going to hit him. We're going to hit him. We're just going to hit him. I said, no, we're not. I said, we went on by the car and we went down there. I said, be praying. Pray, David, pray. I said, I'm praying too. And we prayed. We said, Lord, we're at our weakest. Help us, Lord. We're at our weakest. You said you was going to help us if we was at our weakest. We're at our weakest. We can't control nothing about this truck. It's going where it wants to. That truck went all the way down and was fixing to go off the cliff. Stopped immediately. It did. I said, ain't this special? I said, when you get out, David. What do you mean get out? I said, when you get out to scotch the wheels so we don't go any further over the cliff. I don't like them kind of rides. Anyway, he got out and he scotched the wheel and this is how far we were from going over that cliff. And we went back up there where that car, he said, I think we went through that car. And he was right. Our wheels came right into the bumper. Went right straight through the car. That's how it was. It went right straight through the car. And we were dancing around praising God. I'm out in the middle of that snow and ice and all that garbage. But we were praising God, thanking God for saving our lives. We'd gone over that thing. It hurt us. It was that steep. But God helped us. And you know how we got it out of there? I said, you put those scotches behind the back wheels. I said, I'm going to try to get in the truck and move up just a little bit at a time. You keep that scotch right behind the wheel so I don't go backwards and over the cliff. If I go over the cliff, you're going to be dead too because you're behind the truck. So he kept the thing going. We inched it all the way up to that little turn-in where the there was a drive there. And we picked it up the next day. But we walked all the way back up the hill, and praise God the whole way that we could walk. That was the most wonderful trip afterwards, not during it, afterwards, that we'd ever done. And that was a bona fide miracle there. Go ahead, Judy.
Can you explain what you mean by scotch the wheels? Just so I think I know what you mean, but can you explain that, what that means?
Put a chunk of wood behind the wheel so it doesn't go backwards.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. I just never heard it referred to it that way, scotch the wheels. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. But it was, we still talk about it occasionally. Every time it snowed, we talk about it. Y'all have heard it too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that God showed us what he could. I'm sure he was up there laughing. Watch this, boys. Watch them guys. Look at them guys. I can see it now. Can't y'all? I just see it. Jesus said, look at them, boy. I'm going to stop it right at the last minute, but they don't know that.
I wonder what the angels were thinking, though, too. It's like, how far do we let them go, God? How far do we let them go?
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. But afterwards, it was a fun trip. You know what I'm saying? Afterwards. But boy, during it, I'm telling you what, we were both praying. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. We started repenting of everything we could think of. That's just, man, you see death on the horizon, you go doing things. You know what I'm saying? No, it was a good experience for both of us.
Great
test. We still laugh about it, too.
And a great testimony.
Yeah, it's a good testimony.
Michael?
Yes, ma'am.
I had exactly the same situation at my property in Idaho. The same.
Did you have David in the car, were you?
No. Well, I listened to him. I listened to him every day. But we had the same type of drive that you're describing. And a ravine on one side and a ravine on the other side. And the ravine on the other side was 100 some. And then the ravine on the other side was, it was about 20 foot. And it gets snowpack and ice. And we would just want to get out, go to town. And so I would have to put chains on all four tires. We both did. Put chains on all four tires, and I would be inching down, just inching down, inch, 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 about a mile, mile at, like 60 miles per hour, 1 mile per hour. And so, and it was me driving. And so, I would be doing the same thing, repenting of everything, asking God to put his angels around us to keep us on the road. And we never had any mishaps. So.
Well, that's good. Praise God. I'm glad you didn't have the same experience we did.
Well, we made sure we didn't.
Awesome.
We had four-wheel drive, and we had chains on all four tires. And if it was too icy to get up and down, we just parked. There was a place by the bridge where we could park, where the community would park, and so we did that.
Okay.
Then we would walk up.
Well, we did have a river that we could fall into, praise God. I'm glad of that. All right. Anybody, thank you, Father, for helping me and David. That's in that book, I think, isn't it? It's in that book that's what David and I wrote or voiced it. Okay. Yeah, Debbie.
What book is that you and David wrote? Which book?
What's the name of it, Jenny?
Faith for All Things.
Yeah, Faith for All Things.
Testimonies. Yeah, all the testimonies and stuff.
That's when me and David sat up here and had a recorder going and just started talking.
That's how that came about, huh?
Yeah, that's about, it's in that book. All right, anybody else? Boy, I feel the Lord in here. Lord's having fun with us. He's having fun with us. That was the time, here some time back, y'all heard me talk about it. What was the most interesting was when he came in, went into fellowship that time here a few months ago. And I saw him, I don't know how to describe it, but he just shows up. It's like he's coming out of a stairway or something, and he just shows up in the fellowship, and he's walking toward me, and he said, and David was sitting down during one of the songs doing something, and he said, tell David to get up. I said, okay. And I went over, I said, Lord said you to get up. He said, oh, okay. So he got up, and the Lord came over and gave him a great big hug. Then he said, tell him I want to dance. And so he danced out there. I said, David, Jesus wants you to dance. Get out there and dance. So he went out there and did his dance, whatever it was he had going, him and Jesus. And all the kids were dancing around. We all were dancing around there. And that was just an awesome thing. And David asked, who was it? He asked, I believe it was Eve. He asked Eve, he said, did that really happen? She said, yeah. He said, she told him, he said, yeah, Jesus was there. Jesus was there, and he wanted to do everything that Michael said. I saw him do that. And he comes in. Jesus comes in sometimes. He comes in, he sits down, and he brings his own chair. He won't sit in ours. He brings his own. He's got a wooden chair that he sits on over there, Debbie, close to where Lakeisha and Brian are sitting. It's kind of in that area somewhere. He'll always sit over there, it seemed like. And he'll just sit there and he'll just be grinning and just having a good time with us. He likes to fellowship with his people. I'm sure he does that with y'all too. He likes to fellowship with his people. But I thought that was so unique when he asked me, he said, get David up, I'm going to dance with him. Oh, I want to do something. He said, I want to do something. He went over and gave him a great big hug. And then he said, tell him I want him to dance. And Jesus was out there dancing. He was dancing. He was having fun. And David started dancing. David's kind of awkward when he's dancing. It's not, he ain't had a whole lot of practice. But that's okay. He can, can't he, Debbie? He can dance. Yeah. He was dancing with those kids, you know, walking around, dancing.
He does the, what's he do, the Trump shuffle?
Yeah, could be. Yeah, that Trump shuffle. Oh, my. He got a big kick out of that. The Lord did.
Michael, does the Lord stay the whole meeting for the preaching of the word and everything?
A lot of times he does. Sometimes he just comes just for a little while and then he'll leave. But a lot of times he'll stay the whole thing, you know. And he'll leave sometime during David's talking, whatever he's talking about. But he loves to come during the praise and worship. Debbie's seen it too, haven't you, Debbie? Yeah. I know Lexi's seen him too. Yeah. see the angels there all the time. Angels, there's a lot of angels that come in there. Matthew and Anna's home. I'm sure they do the same thing in y'all's places when you're praising God and doing all that. That's why I say pray in the Spirit a lot. If you pray in the Spirit a lot, you start seeing things. And, you know, we talked about this before. A lot of people think, well, that's just my imagination. No, it ain't. It's not your imagination. The other night, I saw angels coming down. I told David, I said, there's angels coming down here. It looked like they're coming in just like a funnel. No, that was over. That's when we were praying out there in the parking lot, Debbie. The angels were coming in like a funnel into the parking lot over there. Yeah. Thousands of them. And then Matthew saw, what was it, a chain break, breaking the power of the enemy off of that area? Something like that. Is that what it was, Debbie? I'm asking Debbie because she was with us.
So are you talking about the last time you went?
The only time we've been.
I remember you shared about the funnel, the angels in the funnel, but I wasn't here. I wasn't here last week when you went, unless it was the time before that.
Oh.
Yeah, when you went last
week. We've only been one time.
I did hear you talk. You did get it.
We've only been one time, and you were with us. No, you weren't with us. I'm sorry. You weren't with us.
Debbie was out of town this recently.
Yeah,
so you
were.
Yeah. We went one other time. High school, remember? Went to the high school once.
Last time I didn't
go. But you did talk about that. You did tell it.
Yeah.
I remember the testimony.
That's right. You weren't there. Sue was there. Sue and Angelica. Yeah, that was, and Brandy and Matt and myself. That was a pretty good, and somebody else. I see Brandy and Matt and Chuck. Chuck was there. Yeah. Had a wonderful time. Going to have another Sunday. If you think about us, be praying. All right, I'm through talking. Somebody else can talk. Don't do that, Judy. Yawning. Yeah, that Walmart thing, we were out there.
Julie, how's the...
Go ahead, Pat. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Michael. I'm trying to dance around your delay there. We're going to have to eliminate that delay there.
Absolutely.
I was just asking Julie about the shaking out there, the earthquakes and everything. Are you feeling anything out there?
I'm in the very opposite end of where that is. I'm way down south, and that was way up north, so I didn't feel nothing.
Okay.
No, and I didn't watch really any of the audios or videos on there. I don't know that there was any damage done. I don't know that if people, a lot of people felt it or not. I don't know what the outcome was at, but they eliminated the warning of a tsunami right away. You know, I say right away, within, 30 minutes or so, they said there was no tsunami going to happen. So that was good.
Yeah.
Did anyone watch anything more about that? Was there any damage, or was there any, did people feel it? Was there like shaking videos, their houses shaking? Usually people have their cameras on and stuff. There's always that footage that people put out there of their houses shaking. I never saw anything
ahead,
like that. Missy says she saw something.
I saw a live broadcast. I believe it was out of San Francisco, a local radio station. I don't remember if it was ABC, local, whatever. But they had a live feed going for a while about it. And some people had sent in pictures of like in in stores where stuff fell off the shelves and stuff like that. And there's this one old restaurant, they say that whenever they have a decent shake, this old door falls off and unhinges. But it wasn't anything major. No major damage.
That was a 7-point, wasn't it?
Understand.
They had a 7-point and a few sixes, too. Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one. They said something about that the New Madrid is acting up, too. I heard that. God's fixing to do something. They're going to shake them people out of them churches. Yeah, Debbie.
I just have a question. How can be 7.0 but no damage?
It was 10 miles out.
Was it not right? More out?
It was part of the reason.
Out in the ocean.
Yeah, part of the reason it was out in the Pacific. It was out in the Pacific. And it was shallow. It was only like not even half a mile deep. Okay. So, and God is gracious. And I don't know that, you know, he did it. I don't know if it was deep state. I don't know if it was like an underground tunnel thing. You know, there could have been all kinds of things going on up there.
Still, the shaking of buildings was just only shaking. Nothing. That's good.
And there was a whole lot of shaking going on.
Amazing.
Some of you catch it.
If it would have been the plates slipping, then there would have been a tsunami because it was out in the ocean. But since there wasn't a tsunami, I suspect it's what Julie said. There's probably deep state or something blowing up a underground tunnel or something like that. Who knows?
Yep, could have been. Lord, get rid of all those tunnels.
They're since it's bad. So late, though, we're not...
Go ahead, Pat.
We're not going to get into anything probably heavy, but I did want to ask Andrew, are you guys preparing to become the 51st state? Did you hear about that?
I did. I heard about it.
I heard about it, but I believe that happens later on when we've got the Magna region here up here in the number one Magna region. That's when Canada will be the 51st state.
Yeah, Trump was during, joking
great
with
tribulation,
you.
I guess, yeah.
Trump was joking with him. He got a big kick out of it. When Trudeau
got to... That would be a big
stage, but we only have the state. He told him, he said,
you
can be the governor.
We only have the same population.
Yeah. That was so cool. Trudeau was griping about, said, man, you're going to destroy us if you put those tariffs on. And he said, well, we could make you the 51st state. I said, go on, Trump. Boy, he just right off the cuff. He got him. He said, I'll make you governor if you want. Oh, man.
So I guess standard procedure, if he's going to solve the border crisis by buying the next country, I guess, huh?
Well, he wasn't going to buy it. He was going to put a tariff on them. And Trudeau was dropping because he said, you put that tariff on us, that'll hurt us, our economy. And that's when Trump told him, he said, well, you could become the first 51st state. Only Trump would have come up with something like that.
Right.
Okay, anybody else? We do need to pray for Trump's cabinet. The media's just gone nuts over this Hegseth guy. They've already hashed that around, and it's not his fault. It wasn't his fault. It was the reporter's fault for going back so many years. There wasn't nothing to it. But Lord, we just thank you for shutting down the deep state media, shutting down the deep state itself. And we praise you for that, Father. Just take all their money away from them. Give it to the poor, Lord. And we praise you. We thank you, Father, for doing that. And thank you, Lord, that you're also keeping Trump safe and his family safe and his cabinet safe and all the people that work with him all safe, Lord. There's a bunch of nuts out there. And we thank you, Father, for doing that for all of them, keeping them in out of harm's way. Even the guy that's playing Trump, keep him out of harm's way as well. In Jesus' name. Trump, I think, is still in Cheyenne Mountain. This guy that plays him, he's cool. He's pretty good. Oh, who was it they arrested today? Down there. Let me see here right quick. Oh, they, let's see, the White Hats, they got Pence down there, Gitmo, it looks like. The chairman of the Biden regime's Council of Economic Advisors was killed by gunfire Monday night while trying to flee the White Hats that they had sent to arrest him for treason. They got him. They got Pence up there. He's wimping out. He's I think he's gonna talk. Yeah, he's talking.
Michael, where did the story? I tried finding that story related to the 45 billion dollars.
That came from David Eales.
Billion thing that
I asked him the same questions you asked him, and it was
WEC.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was it came from David. David sent it to me, and it was all it was. He just told me about it, and I asked him. I said, "Where'd you see that?" And he said, "Before It's News." So it's somewhere on Before It's News, I guess. Or it could be on the
Russian site. Yeah, I couldn't find it. I looked.
Well, they could have taken it down. They do that quite regularly.
I could. I saw it on Telegram from another source, but they didn't elaborate. You know, they just kind of brushed over it.
Oh, really?
So.
Well, that could be true or not. You know what I'm saying? That could be true or not. I don't. You get into all of those kind of sites, and sometimes they elaborate too much. Like we're gonna have the EBS tomorrow. It's gonna be tomorrow, no doubt. It's gonna be tomorrow. That was 6 months ago. Yeah. So I don't put a whole lot of stock in what some of them say. What y'all want to talk about next time? Let's go ahead and set a subject for next Tuesday. Has anybody got a subject?
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Okay. Joe's got one. Yeah, Joe.
No, I got something else. No, sorry. Christ in you, hope of glory is a good subject. I got just something else to share. Well, can I share, Michael? And
sure.
John chapter 3, verse 2. You know, but everybody know about the stories about Nicodemus coming to the Lord. I read it so many times of he's coming and the Lord told him about born again and you have to be born of water and the Spirit. I read it so many times, but first time I think the first time, he said, Rabbi, we. In other words, he was not talking about himself. He's talking we. In other words, all the Pharisees know about he's a teacher and he's from God. And in other words, everybody knows him, but they hate him before the time, not because he do something, little things. It's because everybody knew he was from God, and that's it, and not just himself. So it was just something for me. You understand what I'm saying?
Barely. Not really. I know you cited John chapter 3, verse 1. Now, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
Yeah. Verse 2, he says, Nicodemus says, Rabbi, we know, we. That's the main thing what Lord opened up to me is we. But we means it's not just him. It's all the Pharisees know about all the that Jesus did. It's not just him himself. And Lord just opened it up for me. I always read about the stories about Nicodemus asked God about, because you know about Jesus, what he did and all that. I said, the first time he knew is we. He was talking about everybody, all the Pharisees he presenting, was talking about.
Okay.
It was just something for me. It's just interesting for me to open up. Lord opened up for me. And it's,
well, we could talk about it if I knew which part of it you wanted to talk about. The we part. Who is we? Come in, Joe.
Sorry. That we is all of our Pharisees, Matthew says. He was representing everybody there.
So you just want to have a general discussion about it?
No. I just said it was Lord opened up for me. It's just for me. So you all probably know about this, but it was just something new for me. I've read it so many times when Nicodemus' story.
I got you.
He represents everybody, all the Pharisees, and not just himself. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Praise God. All right. Y'all be blessed. You hear?